Every week we like to talk to you about Bible prophecy because we believe that the things that you read in your Bible are coming true in these last days. The most infamous of all prophecies, and one we talk about a lot, is the dreaded mark of the beast. The mark of the beast will involve a person knowingly, willingly swearing his or her allegiance to the world leader we call the Antichrist in the future, in the middle of the Great Tribulation. It's not something that's going to sneak up on anyone. You can't inadvertently take the mark of the beast. It's going to be announced. There's going to be warnings. You will know what you were doing if you are in the Great Tribulation and that time comes. Now, when the Antichrist demands allegiance, he's going to usurp a technology that can identify a person simply by a mark on their hand or forehead. All transactions, both personal and commercial, are going to involve that mark, so it's going to be easy for the Antichrist to track any resistance once he takes over. The technology is not the mark, but obviously the technology must exist before the Antichrist comes to power, and so that's why we follow these advances in biometric-type technologies. This February 12 BBC News headline explains itself. It reads, "World's biggest biometric ID scheme forges ahead." Now, we've talked about this before. It's this huge project in India. It hit a few bumps in the road. They almost canceled it, but then they decided to go forward with it. Here's how the article reads. "The world's largest biometric identity exercise, which is taking place in India, it's well on its way to reaching its target of half the country's population," reports the BBC. "For the past 2 years, the Indian government has been creating the world's largest and most sophisticated database of personal identities. It's part of an ambitious project to hand over a unique identification number, a UID, to each of the country's 1.2 billion people. Since its launch in 2010, nearly 200 million UIDs have been generated. The goal is to cover half the population by 2014. Nandan Nilekani, who used to head one of India's biggest IT companies, Infosys, is now the chairman of the UID project and gives a sense of the logistical scale of the operation. "We are enrolling at the rate of 1 million people per day. We have over 20,000 locations across the country where this is happening." And I would add to that, this is happening right now to a huge slice of the world's population. It's something we realize that has only been possible really in the last few years. Yet all the way back in the first century, the Apostle John saw the world we are living in, the future that is now here, in which everyone could have a unique identifier. In India, it's just a number, maybe a card, but I think you can see how it could very easily become an implanted chip or an invisible RFID tattoo that would identify you. In fact, it's inevitable that the system move to some flesh-based system, otherwise people will be stealing and doing all of that kind of thing. Now, I remind you that although we like to follow the fulfillment of Bible prophecy or the seeming fulfillment of it, we're not really waiting for any particular prophecy to be fulfilled. There's not one big thing that has to happen before we start thinking about the return of the Lord. Because Jesus said he could come to resurrect and rapture the church at any moment. And so that's why every week when we bring these updates, we remind you to get ready and to stay ready and to keep looking up, because ready or not, Jesus is coming. Amen?